Harper Audio presents The Return of George Washington, 1783 to 1789, by Edward Larson, read by Mark Bramhall. Preface. On a chilly spring morning in April 2014, I sat on Mount Vernon's broad front piazza watching the sun rise slowly over the Potomac River. The window off George Washington's upstairs bedroom was over my right shoulder, and the east-facing door to his first-floor office stood directly behind me. Washington would have seen much this same view 225 years earlier, knowing it might be a long time before he observed it again. The American people had called him to the presidency, and he was preparing to leave his beloved Mount Vernon plantation for the seat of government in New York on April 16, 1789. Due to private preservation efforts and public land use restrictions, this vista over the Potomac, the one that Washington most loved and built his piazza to frame, survives virtually unchanged in the midst of Northern Virginia's urban sprawl. As an inaugural fellow at the Fred W. Smith National Library for the Study of George Washington, with a residency on the grounds of Mount Vernon, I was able to enjoy this and other scenes on Washington's plantation many times over the course of a year. The view from the